Man, I tell you, verse 44 is where I'm going to be starting. I was hoping that we were done with those 90-degree high humidity days. Boy, last week, a couple days. Man, Thursday, 70 degrees when I got out of bed, and the humidity must have been 90%. And Rick called me from out in Colorado. He said it was 47 degrees when he got up that morning, went out for his morning jog. 3 weeks. I'll be down there in 3 weeks. Loving life. I want to get the kitchen done in case I don't come back. Nah, I'll be coming back, Lord willing. All right, John chapter 8, verse, just one verse. I got some other places I want to look in the Bible today, but this is one the area I want to be in. Jesus speaking to some of the Pharisees, and he said this in verse 44. He said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come and get together today, a beautiful day, get together to worship you, hear your word, to sing, to have fellowship with one another, enjoy our worship service. And now as we look to your word, have our hearts, minds prepared, cleansed, clean, ready, Lord, to receive what you have for us. Speak to each heart. You know every need that we have, Lord. And we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of the message is just lies. Catchy little title, I guess. And as I said, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, a religious crowd. They were wanting to put him to death eventually. They wouldn't believe in who he was. According to the word of God, Jesus is the truth. And, you know, we're living in a day in time that the truth is such a, it's not really, but the world has made it appear that the truth's like a fluid thing or a subjective thing, that it may change depending on the circumstances. And, you know, and I try to tell this all the time about, you know, there are some things that are very absolute in life. I worked with a young man, there's a generation of people that came up when the philosophy of the world was teaching that there were no absolutes. And so I asked him that question. I said, "Do you absolutely believe that?" You know, so now he's kind of stuck because he just made it. You know, if you say there are no absolutes, that's an absolute statement. You're saying there's no. But if you say there's no absolutes, you've contradicted what you just said, because you can't absolutely believe that there's no absolutes because you believe there's no absolutes, right? I mean, you know, so I've shared that with you before. But we're living in a day that, you know, that the truth is under attack. And if you won't believe the truth in any area, it doesn't matter what it is, the only thing left to believe is a lie. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. Amen. And there is some truths about things. The simple things in life: turn the stove on, get it red hot, I'm going to give you a truth. Stick your hand on it, it's going to burn. I mean, that's a truth. you know, unless you've got a nerve problem, it's going to burn you. That's an absolute truth. How about that? If you're flying in a plane and it runs out of gas, it's going to crash into the ground. That's an absolute truth. There are absolutes in life. And so we see that the truth has to be under attack by the devil. And I'm going to say this, listen, there's people that believe that Satan's not real, the devil's not. Listen, he's real. He was an angel. He was thrown out of heaven for going up against God's authority. His dominion is on earth. God had a plan, a purpose for it. I could explain it all to you. It'd take all day. But the main thing is he got thrown to earth so there'd be evil, so we'd look to good and we'd know what good is. That's the big part of it. It's deeper than that. But the devil's real. And the Bible says here that the devil's a liar, and that he's a father of all lies, and that he's a murderer, and he's the enemy of God, and he's the enemy. He fights against everything and anything that God created, the order that God created, the creation itself, and certainly against humanity. God's crowning achievement is man. I mean, it's hard to believe that we are God's crowning achievement, but we're the one being that has the capacity to worship God, that has the capacity to communicate with God, the only thing that he made that has that capacity. Now, the devil is an imitator. He's a deceiver. He's a counterfeiter. Because, listen, Satan is smart. Satan, he's not going to show up in a red suit with a pitchfork, because we would see and understand, but the Bible says he transforms himself into an angel of light. He looks good. And what he has to say, listen, you're not going to match wits with the Satan. If Satan was here in person, he wouldn't look like Satan to start with. If he was here, if you were talking to him embodied, you'd never match wits with him. because he's tricky, he's deceptive, he's deceitful, and he's got some wisdom in a certain area. And so what happens is Satan attacks our mind. Our mind has to do with belief, what you believe. What you believe. That's where he attacks. And like I said, truth itself is attacked. When he went after Eve in the Garden of Eden, the very first men and women on earth, he went after Eve and he went to her mind and he said, "Hath God said that? Did God really?" You know, he put doubt. So you just get somebody at doubt. It can be a truth, but you can doubt the truth. You start doubting the truth, it might work out to where you disbelieve the truth. So he got her. He got on her mind. He said, "Did God really say it?" And when anybody says that to you, so have you ever made a positive statement, an absolute statement? You say, "Yeah, man, I believe this." And somebody said, "Really? You really think that?" How many times has that caused you to say, "Well, I think that was right." And now you start doubting yourself. You might have had something you thought for sure, but all it is doubt. Just get a little doubt. Our minds are attacked. Or did God really mean it? Or when he said that, that's not what he really meant. You know, and so all temptations really boil it down. Anytime we're tempted to be to sin, it's all temptations are carried on by lies. And they come from different places. I'm going to share that with you today, you know, very first thing today. All temptation carried on by lies. So the first thing we're going to look at is Satan's lies itself. And everything really revolves around his lies, the other points, but I'll show you that in a second. You know, like I said, last week I spoke about the fact that Satan attempts us to get us to think independently of God. In other words, don't have God in our equation. Just, you know, you just operate without God. You don't need God. That's a lie right there. You don't need God. You know, that's where Satan gets to think that. And so he wants us to operate apart from God. Okay, if you don't have God, that's the truth. Now the lies are wide open. I can give you anything. And so Satan wants to capture your mind. He wants to capture our mind. So, and that's what he did. Like I said, with Eve, he went after that. He attacks the mind because that's where God communicates his will to us. It gets to the mind, got to go to the heart, I understand that. And the battleground, listen, the battleground. When I was a little kid, I watched the cartoons, Tom and Jerry, those guys. And to show you the battle of, you know, cartoons sometimes have some truth in there, or some things that would apply to adults' mind, you know. And they would have the little angel on one shoulder and the little devil on the other. And it's like, the ones telling, there's a battle that goes on in our mind just like that. That's why them cartoon guys got that. That's where they got it. They know that sometimes, you know, you get ready and you got something questionable, or you're going to do something, or maybe even a flat out wrong thing. Have any of you ever got hung up right there? You kind of say, "Well, I know I shouldn't do that," but you know, it was just like there was an inner pull. There was something going on. You got this battle going on. Should I? You're going back and forth. See, that's it. Get on that. It's on that battleground. Where's it at? It's in your mind. The battleground is real and it's in your mind. And that's why the Bible tells us that God, one of the things that he does, he transforms and renews a person's mind. When you trust Jesus Christ, what he does is he transforms your mind. All of a sudden, man, you can see right and wrong. You can see clearly. You can see the truth. And that's what God wants to do, because Satan's doing everything he can to cloud it. And God's doing everything to make it clear. And so when we're saved, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, or chapter 2, or verse 2, the renewing and transforming of our mind. And because here's the deal, before salvation, our thinking is messed up, and thinking affects the will. You know, what you start thinking, that's what you're going to do. And as I said, Satan wants to captivate that mind of ours so that he can cause us to do his will. So all the other lies that I want to talk about this morning, they come from Satan, but here's the thing. He uses different channels. He's not personally there, the one, but he's using people or different channels in his attacks. And so the rest of the lies that I want to talk about are coming from Satan, but these are the channels actually that he uses. And the very second thing is worldly lies. Number two, worldly lies. Now, where do we get those? Well, you got philosophies. There's philosophies in the world, and we know that there's philosophies change over periods of time, and I'll show you in a few minutes there. We got media. Think about, you know, we're living in an information time. We got the information superhighway. That's what they used to call the internet. And we've got that. But it's information all the time. You turn on the TV. What are you getting when you turn on the TV? You're getting information. You know, buy one of these and, you know, boy, it'll do all, fix everything. But wait, call now and you get another one. Just pay extra shipping and handling. You know, you get information. And it's advertising is information. The news. You put on the news because it's information. You know, you watch educational TV. I like the National Geographic stuff. It's not always all right, but, you know, all of it's true. But, you know, you watch stuff. So just think about the mind that we have. It's information coming in. You're sitting there today. What am I doing? I'm giving you information. You got information coming on. You get in the car to go home, you put the radio on. You probably, if the news comes on, you're going to get information. We get it, and not only in just those things, the media, TV, internet, certainly internet, radio even, magazines, newspapers. When I get home, if Brian doesn't go to my house, he probably won't. If he don't go there, when I have to stop and get the paper, when he goes, he gets it. And I'm going to get to, what's the newspaper? Information. We get the newspaper. So we're getting it. Movies, even music is conveying a message of some kind. Could be negative, could be positive. Our brain is like, I was reading about how, you know, fascinating computers are, but they say they had never made a computer to do just this much of what the human brain can do. I mean, our brain can process some stuff, information. And so we're living in instant information, but how much of the information is true? How much of it's true? You know, they all say, well, it's got to be true. It was on the internet, right? And we know that not to be true, right? So sometimes what the information we take in, it's information, but it's not true information. It can be false or partially true or partially false right there. You ever listen to the, when people are running for office, politicians, time, you know, elections, and you listen, this politician's on there, they're doing their advertisement, usually mostly revolves around bad-mouthing the other guy, and then he comes. By the time they get done doing the advertisement, you don't want to vote for anybody because it don't sound like we got nothing but a bunch of crooks running for office. That's it, what it is. You know the old saying, you know how to tell if a politician's lying? His lips are moving. I mean, that's not true about all of them. There's some good ones out there, but that's what they used to say. And so we're bombarded with information every day, but a lot of information is subjective. That means subjective means that it changes depending on the circumstances. That would be the easiest way to remember what subjection is. Subjection means it changes depending on the circumstances, the fad, the time, the error. Those things change. Philosophies change, for instance. There's philosophies about in life. We get worldly philosophy is placed into us. Our children in school, they get some of it. They get a lot of it. And it's opinions, those things. A lot of information is opinion. A lot of opinions are based on misinformation, on what we see it. Think about this, and I'll show you a major philosophy that changed. Think about the philosophy on marriage. On marriage, look at the philosophy of the world today. Same-sex marriage. No time, listen to me, no time in the history of the world, in the history of the world, has same-sex marriage been thought of as okay. The philosophy of the world. Never in the history of the world was same-sex marriage thought of as okay until now, the day we're living in. And my age, or anybody in here that's close to me, can remember a time when it was not in our society, nowhere, no nation on planet Earth, was same-sex marriage considered to be normal, acceptable, okay. But now there's no place on earth, there's no nation on earth probably, there might be a few of the Arab nations, they probably kill you for it, but there's probably very few nations on earth who doesn't have a different philosophy now than then. Right? Y'all with me? Now it's like everywhere worldwide. All right, so the philosophy changed, didn't it? But truth's always truth and truth never has changed. Now, you know, you got to take one. Well, we can take the other stand. And I know what you could think this would say. Well, maybe we was wrong before. We're now right. But maybe we were wrong now and maybe we were right before. I would think in the whole history of the earth, all that amount of time, according to the Word of God, if I base it on the Word of God, I know it's wrong. But I'm just using that one thing to show you how a philosophy changed in our lifetime. Most of us in our lifetime, a philosophy changed. But truth cannot change. Truth can never change. And so if you stick to the truth, but this is what Satan, this is how he bombards our minds and gets us from the truth. And listen, Satan isn't leading us closer to God. Satan isn't leading us into more truth. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a good rule of thumb. It's not a perfect rule of thumb, but it's a good rule of thumb. But if most of the world is doing it, it's probably wrong according to the Word of God. It's probably wrong if most of the world is doing it. So there's a good rule for you right there. So something changed. And the reason that is people won't listen to the Word of God and cling to that and stick to that. They reject the Word of God, and then what's left? Nothing but a lie. There's nothing but a lie. You know, when you view things, people that liked, I know Paul likes to do photography. I used to fool with it some a long time ago. And we like to, if you're into photography, you can change your lenses. And they got tinted and colored and ones that got make like diamond looking, make all the lights look like rays. And, you know, you can do a lot of neat things with that. And we got the solar eclipse coming up tomorrow. When I was a kid, I got to see a total solar eclipse in Virginia Beach when I was probably, I want to say 14, 15, 16, somewhere along in there, we had one. That was a pretty neat one. We're going to get a 90% of it, you know, unless you drive farther south or southwest, you're going to see the total the solar eclipse. But, you know, they're all talking about how you got to view it, a solar eclipse. If you don't have the right lens, listen, please don't stare at it. We're not going to get totality, so you can't really look at it with the naked eye at no time. Okay, you know, you have to have the right thing. Sunglasses aren't good enough. You got to have something specific. A welder's lens, if it's a 14, and that's pretty dark. And I think I have one, but don't look at it. Don't hurt your eyes. Little public service announcement here from Valley View Baptist Church on that. But what I'm saying is, if you don't look at it with the right lens, what's going to happen to you? You're going to go blind, or else you're going to be not seeing good like me. I'm wearing contacts and I got glasses and I still can't see half what I'm looking at. Okay. And it's from welding all them years. But you got to have the proper lens to see it or you're going to be damaged. Okay. View the world philosophy and the world's lies through the wrong lens. Listen, if you look through at the philosophy of the world through the wrong lens, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. You'll be blinded to the truth. You won't be able to see the truth. And what it is, so the lens that we need to view the world through today is right here, God's Word. You know, I can stand on it just solid. I like that. I don't like to be wishy-washy about something. I mean, I'm up here preaching to you. Do you want me to preach about what I think? Well, I'm not real sure, but I think this, or you just want me to say, listen, I'm standing on the Word of God. I've got it down. I'm nailed it. If somebody's going to lop off the top of your head and work on your brain, do you want to hear the last thing right before you go under is, well, I think this is what the next step is. I'm not real sure. Or do you want a guy that says, oh, I know exactly what we're going to do. You know, Mr. Albert, everything's going to come out all right. Because we couldn't find a brain. Now, everything's going to come out all right. We got it. We're confident. Or the guy says, well, I'm not real sure. You know, we're not real sure. But I don't want to hear that. I want somebody that's real confident in what they're doing. And if I'm up here, if I hear a man preaching the Word of God, I want him to say, look, this does say it to the Lord. This is what God says. It's the truth of God's Word. Well, I think that's what he meant. I know he said that, but I'm not real sure that's what he meant. This is what I think that it means. Huh? And then the next guy come along, well, this is what I think that it means. Y'all be more confused than you are already. I mean, we'd be all messed up if somebody did that. I want to be able to stand on this, the Word of God. I got it right here. This is what God said. And it's the truth. We can stand on that. And so view the world through the Bible right here. We can say this is wrong. It's okay. It's okay to say it's wrong. We got this. There's a philosophy in the world now that says little Johnny got to get a trophy, even though his team couldn't win a cotton picking game in 4 years. You know, little Johnny got to get a trophy because we can't hurt his little feelings and tell him he wasn't any good. You know, Johnny, you just stink, man. Your team is lousy. You know, tell him the truth. You know, you know, tell him the truth. We got a philosophy that says we can't do that, but it's not right. It's okay to say you're wrong. It's okay. I mean, and you don't have to get a trophy for doing, you know, not winning. It's all right, but just the whole philosophy changes. And so look at it through the Word of God. And the problem, you know, a lot of times, like I said, it affects the church. It affects Christians too. Then there's the third thing is religious lies. Religious lies. You know, people tell you this, that you can't, the philosophy is that you can't preach the truth anymore. Sometimes you don't hear a lot of preaching on hell nowadays. Some people say, well, you can't do that anymore. You preach on that, you're just going to run everybody off. The way I've been doing this 20 years, I can probably run them off without doing that. I can run them off by telling them about heaven all day long. It doesn't really matter. Listen, there's lies that you can't preach the truth and about a literal hell and they just say it won't work and churches are closing their doors. They say, well, you can't have Sunday night all anymore. And I keep fighting that one right there. I tell you what, I'm about ready to quit having it myself because the majority of church won't come. But there are people that come and there's people that say, listen, man, I'm listening to Satan. I shouldn't listen to him. I don't want to listen to that. That we can still have churches on Sunday night. We can still have a Wednesday night midweek prayer meeting and Bible study stuff for the kids. But the problem is the congregation start believing those lies that Satan's putting out. They're telling you that you can't teach children the word of God anymore. There's a lie right out of hell right there. They're saying, oh, well, you just got to love them. You got to just feed them. And you got to have games and that, and that you can't make the kids sit down and listen to the truth of God's word. That's a lie right out of hell. You can teach kids, listen, kids got a greater capacity to learn than us old people do. Huh? We can't learn anything because we've gotten so set in our, you get that young mind, they can learn. That's just a lie that those things, you can't do those. And then there's another lie that says that you just can't get to victory over sin, that you can't walk in victory, you can't have joy. And I'm telling you what, that's a lie right out of hell. That's not true. We can get victory over sin. It's from the devil. He's trying to tell you. He's trying to push you down. He's trying to defeat you. It's the religious lies, and there's a lot of other religious lies in the world. And then there's self-lies. And I got a little scripture here from Isaiah, and this was back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18. This is what he said, and there's some woes, and what he's talking about is what men were doing, and they're still doing it today. He says, woe unto them that draw iniquity, which is sin, with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with the cart rope. And in verse 20, he says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and that's the world we're living in today, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Boy, I'm telling you, the Greek scholar Demosthenes, I think is how you pronounce it, said this. He said, nothing is so easy as to deceive oneself, for what we wish, we readily believe. It's easy to deceive yourself. And you know what? People lie to themselves all the time. Famous phrase for lying to yourself. It's not that bad. Oh no, honey, it's bad. It's not that bad. It's worse than that. It's worse than what you think. We deceive ourselves more than anybody else probably ever deceives us. And Satan's at the foot of that too. We lied to ourselves about disobedience to God's word. 1 John 2:4 says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. How many people do that? 1 John 2:9, he that saith he is in light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. So you have to deceive. You're saying that you're in light. You're probably even believing that you're in light. People do that. 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Huh? Self lies is deceiving ourself. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's talking about in the last days, and we're living in those days. We're living in the last days, closer to the time when the Lord's going to return. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving other people, and being deceived. You have to lie to yourself. Matter of fact, you think about it. If you know God, I'm not talking about accidental sin, and there's not that many of those. But when you sin against God's word, you know God said, no, this is wrong. And you sin, you got to lie to yourself to do it. You've got to lie to yourself to do it. You've got to say, well, you know, it's not that bad. Did God really mean that? Does that mean that that's for... These are the lies that people tell all the time in trying to make God's word subjective. God didn't mean that for today, right? You know, you got to lie to yourself to do it, you know? And if you're honest with yourself, you probably won't. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says this. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Look here, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And look, he says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, ye are justified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. See, people deceived about fornication. Fornication is sexual relations with some other than your wife. We're living in the age now, look, you know, people living together more than they are married, and they're thinking, well, look, they've got a lot of their self to say it's okay. Deceive, going, all kind of sexual immorality. I shared some stats with you. I'd written them down. A guy preached on lust at the student prayer advance. Y'all were there, and I wrote some of the stats down real quick just to write them down. But it said adultery too, and you can do that in your mind. And the Bible says if you lust after a woman, or even if a woman lusts after a man the opposite sex, if you lust after somebody of the opposite sex, you've committed adultery in your heart. And he says it's just the same thing. And look at the world we're living in. It said 68 million searches for pornography on the internet every day. This is in the United States. 68 million porn searches every day. 90 billion a year. The largest, the age group that searches the most between 12 and 17 years old. Your kid got a smartphone? Them 90 billion coming from somewhere, right? I shared some other things with you, you know, about that. They found it now, the average median age that a person starts looking at is 11 years old. Easy access to that stuff. Okay, this is Satan involved in this lust, you know, looking at. So fornication, adultery, sexual immorality, it's rampant. But the philosophy of the world is what? It's all right. Huh? It's okay. Right there. And, you know, this is the thing that gets me. They got great movies and stuff. Adult content. I'm going to tell you what. If it isn't fit for your kids, it's not fit for you. There's no difference between adult content and kid content. Listen, if it's not fit for your 12-year-old, I guess we got to back it up now because your 12-year-old's probably already looking at what he shouldn't. If it's not fit for your 6-year-old, mom and dad, it's not fit for you. Huh? It's adult stuff. Like, when we get to be adults, we can handle it. There's a lie right out of hell. You can't handle it. People's addicted to that stuff, man. Nonstop. And then what's it lead to? Adultery, affairs, promiscuousness. Listen, believe in a lie. For marriage in any way, shape, or form, living together, that kind of, listen, if you look in Revelation 21:8, it tells you where all fornicators will end up. All, A-L-L, that's all of them in the lake of fire. That's what the Bible says, man. We've been deceived about it. Right in the verses that we read, right there, deceived about adultery. He said, be not deceived. He went on to say that in verse 9. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's being deceived about homosexuality, effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that's all homosexuality, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, being deceived about alcohol, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, none of them. Listen, all people deceived about that. Here's a lie here that there's another belief this, that, well, you know, if I sin, it's only going to affect me. It won't affect anybody else. Only if you live on a deserted island and you're the only one there is the only way that sin will not affect somebody else. Because it's going, man, listen, there's families getting tore up like they're going out of style. Alcohol, dope. Man, there's more single parent families in the world, probably in America, in the history of the country. Drug addicts, alcohol. Oh, well, you know, just one little drink's not gonna hurt me. If I just take a little sip off of this, it won't hurt me. And then just, you know, back where we can't like offend anybody or we can't hurt anybody's feelings. We got names for it. Now they call alcoholism a disease. No, it's not a disease. I can take alcohol, rub it all over my body. I could take alcohol and drink it. I could drink a fifth of liquor and I'd be smashed, I know. I could drink a fifth of liquor, but you know what? When I wake up, if I wake up after doing that, I won't be an alcoholic. I didn't catch no disease. It's not a disease. You know why we put, because we can't tell anybody, say, look, man, no, it's a sin. Man, you got an addiction. We got to take addictions that are your own fault and call them diseases so that we can soften and not make you feel bad about yourself that you've done something to. No, you did it to yourself. If I keep drinking and keep drinking, I'm going to be an alcoholic. And how did I didn't catch it. I did it. You know, took one end of the bottle, stuck it in my yap, tipped the other end up, and then that's what happens to you. But we deceive. We got to soften it up, just like little Johnny got to get his trophy. We can't tell big Johnny that you got sin, brother. That's, you know, because if we say it's a disease, it takes the blame off of me. I just can't help it, Randy. I caught it. I've got it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I caught it. I got a disease. It takes the blame off of me and puts it on something else. That's a lie right out of. That's what's wrong with us right now. This is another whole message. This nation, these people in the world, we're soft, man. Soft. Men don't want to be men, effeminate. Huh? Men won't take the lead. They won't lead their families. They won't lead their families to God. They won't take the responsibilities. Let the wife, the men have gotten soft. The whole society, we've gotten soft, man. We get our little feelings hurt. Huh? How many got your feelings hurt today? Go ahead, raise your hand. Huh? Randy, I'll pat you on the back when it's over, brother. I'll make you feel better. Huh? Listen, sin, it affects your family, it affects your children, and it affects your relationship with God. That's the way it is. But look here, now you say, man, that's all bad news. It's all bad news because Satan's out there lying to us. What am I going to do? But look what it says. Now, this shows you the difference. And I read in 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I read about all the people that's not going to inherit the kingdom of God, the fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of self of mankind, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, selling here. He says, and such were, I got it underlined in my Bible. It says, such were some of you. He didn't pull back the punches. He didn't say, look, some of y'all are like affected by this disease up here, all these diseases. He said, no, some of you were that way. He said, you were that way. But he said, look, were, that's past tense, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. And that tells me one thing, that verse right there, that when you get saved, you get out of all that junk. Huh? You get rid of it. He didn't say, well, such are some of y'all. Y'all still doing this, but you've been washed, sanctified. No, no, no. He said such were some. You were like that way, but you got saved and you got out of it. We talked about Wednesday night. We were praying all that mess going on in there at Charlottesville. I mean, man alive, I told the people here it's Wednesday night, I just didn't even know stuff, some of that stuff. I thought that stuff was all past, you know, gone to KKK, that stupid bunch of morons. And I just don't, you know, but I guess I was being naive, right? I mean, I didn't think there was very many of them. And there's probably not, but it's squeaky wheels, you know. They get the oil and all that. But you know what? You know what the problem is? They just need to get saved. Because listen, there was just as much hate on the non-hating side as there was on the hating side. There was just as much hate. I saw just as much hate on TV from the people that were protesting the people. They're holding signs that says don't hate, and they got their face all snarled up in somebody else's face, you know, chewing on them. And they got a sign that says don't hate your brother. Well, it sounded like to me you were hating on him. You can't, you know, they just need to get saved, man. That's the cure for it all. You get wise, sanctified, justified. And listen, and as Christians, folk, we still got to fight the lies of the devil. I'm going to tell you why. Because Satan is so deceptive. He's so subtle. It's little by little. This philosophy is like in the world that I talked about. They didn't change like overnight. We didn't wake up one day, you know, same-sex marriage wasn't right, and the next day it was. It was little by little by little, and the TVs started putting in gay characters in their TV shows a little bit by little, and you started getting, well, that's kind of weird, and then you got used to it, and then the media kept, yeah, it just kept on to where it was the norm, and you say, well, yeah, you know, it's normal. It's subtle. We got to fight against it. We got the truth of God's word right here. I'm going to stand on the truth. There's places, you know, in Canada, I couldn't preach part of what I preached to y'all today. In Canada, I'd be locked up for it. You can't say anything against homosexuality in Canada. It's against the law. It'll be that way in the United States. That's when we're going to cease having the radio ministry. But I just thought I'd let you know. So it don't go out on the radio. I'll just stay a free man as long as I can. But I'm going to still preach the truth. Huh? I'm going to still preach the truth. Amen. Right? I mean, that's what it says. I ain't hating on them either. I'm just saying. This is what the Word of God says. This is what the Word of God says. Get to truth. Stick to the truth. If you don't believe the truth, the only thing left is a lie. Huh? Now, here's, let me give you this last thing. I'm done. Satan's going to tell you a lie right now, and I don't know everybody's heart. I don't know who's saved and who's lost. You might have been here and made a profession and been baptized and everything, and you're lost, and I don't know that. And you might be here and you've never done that, and you're lost, and you know, I don't know. I just don't know. But Satan is going to lie when we have an invitation to say, hey, you're all right. You're all right. You don't need to get saved. You're all right. Don't do it today. He might not even tell you. This is how slick he is. Sometimes he doesn't even tell us not to do it. He just says, don't do it today. How many of you have been putting off stuff for years and years and you're like cleaning the garage and that kind of stuff? How many, you can put it off. Satan don't care. He'll just say, just don't do it today. He's going to tell you a lie. Don't listen to Satan. Huh? Listen to the truth. Let's stand up with our heads bowed. Get my song leader. Come down.